Have you ever stood in a security line at Hartsfield-Jackson, shoes in one hand, laptop in the other, watching a single lane crawl forward while three checkpoint stations sit empty? If you have, this next story might explain why. I'm Tower, and this is ATS on Radio Hangar. Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International, the busiest airport on the planet. More than 93 million passengers moved through that facility last year, and now the leadership in Atlanta is looking hard at doing something that only about 24 airports in the country have done. They want to fire the Transportation Security Administration and bring in private screeners. Today's edition of ATS is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. So here's the backstory, and it matters. During the federal government shutdown, 36% of TSA screeners at Atlanta did not show up for work. More than a third. At the busiest airport in the world. Think about that for a second. You're running an operation that processes 250,000 passengers on a busy day. And more than one out of every three screeners just isn't there. Now, this isn't a new authority. There's a provision in federal law called the Screening Partnership Program, or SPP. It's been around since 2004. It allows airports to opt out of TSA-staffed screening and instead contract with private security companies that still operate under TSA oversight and follow the exact same protocols. San Francisco International has been doing it for years. Kansas City does it. Roughly 24 airports across the country use private screeners right now. Here's what you need to know. The security standards don't change. The procedures don't change. The equipment doesn't change. What changes is who signs the paychecks and who manages the workforce. Private contractors can adjust staffing levels more quickly, offer different compensation structures, and critically, they can hold employees accountable in ways that a massive federal bureaucracy sometimes struggles to do. Atlanta's mayor and city council have been vocal about this. When you lose more than a third of your screening workforce during a shutdown, and your airport handles more traffic than any other facility on Earth, you start asking hard questions about operational resilience. Now, the TSA has pushed back. They've argued that their screeners provide consistent standardized security across the national aviation system. And that's a fair point. There is value in having a unified federal standard. But the SPP airports still operate under that federal standard. The difference is in the management layer, not the security layer. For those of you flying general aviation, you might be thinking this doesn't touch you directly, and you're mostly right. GA screening is a different world, but there's a broader principle here that matters to every pilot. The reliability of airport infrastructure affects all of us. When the commercial side of a major airport like Atlanta grinds to a halt because of staffing shortages, that has ripple effects on airspace, on ATC workload, on delays that cascade across the entire national system. You've seen the ground stops. You've heard the flow control restrictions. When Atlanta sneezes, the NAS catches a cold. The other angle worth watching is the political one. And I mean aviation politics, not the partisan kind. If Atlanta, the single busiest airport in the world, makes the switch to private screening, and it works, that could open the floodgates. Other major airports that have been quietly exploring the SPP might feel emboldened to make the move. We could see a fundamental shift in how airport security is staffed across the country over the next several years. There are legitimate concerns on both sides. Critics of privatization point out that private screeners could face the same labor market challenges, that contract companies might cut corners to protect margins, and that splitting the screening workforce between federal and private could create inconsistencies. Supporters counter that competition and accountability tend to produce better outcomes than a monopoly workforce, and that the shutdown performance speaks for itself. The timeline on this is still developing. Atlanta would need to formally apply to the SPP, the TSA would evaluate the application, and there would be a transition period. This is not happening next week, but the conversation is very real, and the political will appears to be there. One more thing worth noting. The SPP has historically had a complicated relationship with TSA leadership. There have been periods where the agency slow-walked applications and other periods where they actively encouraged airports to participate. The current environment, with that shutdown performance data on the table, may be the strongest push the program has ever seen. I'll be watching this one closely, and I'd encourage you to do the same. That story came to us via Simple Flying with background from the TSA's own screening partnership program data. More at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Stay sharp out there.